It's 102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. Today, we are shining the light on a ride-sharing pilot for older Bay Area residents. Please welcome the Senior Manager and Community Relations Director from the CSAA Insurance Group, Vanessa Chan. Hello, Vanessa.
Hi, Sterling. How are you this morning?
Wonderful. Thank you for being here. And please welcome the Executive Director of Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly in San Francisco, Kathy Mahalik.
Hey, Sterling.
Glad to have you both here. Please help us understand how CSAA Insurance Group is funding this ride-sharing pilot to serve older Bay Area residents. And you've teamed up with not only Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly, but two other organizations as well. Vanessa, do you want to start?
Sure. Well, at CSA Insurance Group, we have older drivers who we know age out of driving. And so we wanted to work with our local community to figure out solutions on how to get seniors out and about living independent lives.
Mm-hmm. So how did you team up with these particular organizations?
I started researching organizations that were making an impact in the senior community. Life Elder Care, Institute on Aging, and Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly came up, and I met with each of them. Mm-hmm. And each organization talked about how they work with the elderly and what a pilot program like this would do for their clients.
One reason why a ride-sharing program like this is necessary is, as you mentioned, Vanessa, to get the elders out of their home so they can still continue to enjoy a quality of life and have access to other services that they need out of the home. What does Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly do in San Francisco?
You know, so our mission is to relieve isolation and loneliness among the elders in our community. And we have about six different programs that do this. And one of the programs I think that Vanessa was looking at, we had a medical escort program where our volunteers would drive, pick up an elder, drive them to a medical appointment, and then take them home again. This is all volunteer driven. All our programs really are volunteer driven, but the limitations of this medical escort program when Vanessa and I chatted about this program was you need daytime availability and you need an automobile because it's kind of a service that we give to our elders, but a lot of the people in San Francisco, it's the fifth largest city in the country where people don't own cars.
Wow. Yeah.
So, you know, it's expensive. It's a hard place to park. Mm-hmm. And so our medical escort program has lost funding in the past. Mm. So Vanessa came to us and said, what can we do to get some of these elders out and about into the community? And last year with our medical escort program, we only gave like 50 rides.
In a year. Wow.
And we have very great dedicated volunteers, like about four of them that provide those rides. But we know that the need is greater. We serve over 500 elders in the community. So just beginning of this program, the pilot program began in February. And by the middle of May, we've already done 369 rides.
Wow.
So that is a big increase of what we've been able to do, and it's because of the funding that we're able to be creative in how to get our older adults to their appointments, to their business places, and also to go out socially.
I was going to ask, now these elders, getting them to the medical appointments is important, but does this pilot program allow you and them to be able to get them to other places?
Yeah. We put no restrictions on the types of rides that the seniors can take, and I think that that's because there are options for medical appointments, and I know a lot of hospitals are piloting that, but really what we want to focus on was the isolation piece, and I think that one of the reasons why Kathy made a compelling argument for funding for this program is because she shared one time that, you know, an elder gentleman called her and said, I just want to ride to the cemetery to visit my wife's grave.
Wow.
And when she shared that story with me, it gave me chills that a man who lost his wife couldn't even visit her at the grave because the public transportation or the free transportation for seniors was so limiting and so difficult to navigate that's why we felt like this program was important.
Now, is this a program where you, Vanessa, CSAA, are taking advantage of the volunteers that they already have in place with the nonprofits, where those drivers are offering the rides, or are you partnering with a rideshare company, or how does that working?
So again, CSA Insurance Group is providing the funding, but we've left it to the experts to decide how to leverage that funding. And so I know that each of our three partners, they are using different ride-sharing programs, and then they're also leveraging volunteers in other ways. So for example, Life Elder Care, they have a lot of volunteers, or they actually have a lot of seniors who want to volunteer, but the seniors don't drive. Mm. And so what they've done is seniors can sign up for visits, but only someone who has a car can go visit them. But if you're a senior and you sign up that you want to visit, and you're another senior that signed up that you want to visit, they can send a car over to pick one senior up and bring it to the other senior's home to visit. So okay. It actually works in a way that is best for that program and best for the seniors.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and about 40% of our rides in the last couple months with this pilot program have been for social occasions. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe going to that senior center where they may have taken paratransit in the past, but paratransit, you need a week's notice. And sometimes the senior doesn't know if they're going to feel good enough to go to that appointment.
Sure,
so sometimes they miss those appointments. So it's going to a senior center, maybe going to movies. We've had several seniors go to the museums. It's just opened up the city to them again.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many efforts, like Vanessa said, they have programs to get you to a medical appointment, but we're a nonprofit that works with isolation and relieving that isolation. So it's really important for them to get out and about and maybe go across town and visit that sister that they really can't see because of mobility issues, mm-hmm. you know. San Francisco is a hilly city.
Yeah.
And so a lot of our older adults have used canes and walkers, and so they can't get on Muni or they can't get on BART.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important that they have that door-to-door service with a car-sharing program.
Absolutely. And Kathy, your organization, Little Brothers and Friends of the Elderly, serves San Francisco, but CSAA Insurance Group is actually teaming up with three different orgs, as you mentioned. There's one that serves San Francisco. There's one that serves the East Bay as well. We're talking about this CSAA Insurance Group funding ride sharing. It's a pilot for older Bay Area residents, and they're teaming up with three different organizations about the Institute on Aging, which has six groups all around the counties, but this pilot program is serving San Francisco, right?
Correct.
The Life Elder Care serves folks in the East Bay, and then Little Brothers in San Francisco mm-hmm. obviously serves the city. How are you bridging the divide of elders not having smartphones? Because you need a smartphone to be able to call upon these apps to be able to call upon these ride-sharing services, right?
That is a good point because that is the problem. Cell phones are expensive. A lot of our older adults that we work with are on a fixed income, so they really can't afford that cell phone, or it's difficult to use. They don't have the technology savvy that a lot of younger folks have.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of that smartphone for them. Mm. So they call into us 24 hours in advance and we schedule the ride and we can watch that ride. So we know when that older adult is being picked up or when the car is going around the block trying to find the adult. Mm. We're in communications with the driver. And then we can watch the ride until that ride the person gets dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of the app for the elder.
But you are literally using like Lyft and Uber and some of the...
Yes, mm-hmm. we're using a different platform that the normal people don't have. So we're using Lyft Concierge or Uber Health. Mm. And those give us a platform so we can see all the rides.
Mm-hmm.
We also have had a few rides with Flywheel as well because they will really take somebody who has a foldable wheelchair.
Mm.
And so some of those rides. So we kind of do a needs assessment with our elders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Sterling, the beauty of these platforms is not just the ease of use because the elder doesn't have to learn to use the app, but it's also safety.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, it's one of the reasons why we chose to partner with community organizations is because they have clients that they know, and then they also have case management. And so, one, as Kathy said, if a client wants to be picked up, she can see them the second they get picked up, and she could see on the screen the actual car moving
mm-hmm.
and when they get dropped off. The other reason why we decided to partner with these organizations is not only were we hoping to help solve a transportation problem, but if an elder reaches out to these organizations, we know that they have excellent programs in other areas. Because I think that why isolation is one of the things that we can address with transportation, I think there are other things that maybe they aren't aware that they may need help with or that they can get support on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the buzz around this program has really increased our intake of elders in the month of April. Mm-hmm. When my program coordinator goes out and does an assessment, she not only talks about the RIDE program that we have, but also the five other programs that we have that can help that person maybe not be as lonely and as isolated. Because we know that being lonely and isolated increases hormones, that increases stress, that increases heart disease and diabetes and depression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, recent studies have come out that being lonely and isolated is equivalent to the impact on your health of smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Wow.
So I just am grateful for this opportunity that we can go out and provide a new service to newer older adults that we serve, but also to the ones that have been with us for a while,
mm-hmm.
and to get them out of their house. Because when they, you know, can you imagine when we were all younger and we got that driver's license?
Right.
What that meant to us? It meant that we were free. We could go where we wanted to go. And then so many of our older adults are now losing their driver's license. And then they lose that independence.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important for them to kind of get a little bit of that back.
Yeah.
And they see a piece at the art museum that they really want to go to. Now that program is available.
Mm-hmm.
And I know with the other two nonprofit organizations and with Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly, the program is available working hours Monday through Fridays, 9 to 5, 8 to 5, for the older adults in their program, because we literally are watching the ride. So there's no staff to watch it on the weekends, unfortunately, or in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we could get a creative way of doing that. But in this pilot program, we're just concentrating on during the week when we're in the office.
As a daughter who had to take my father's truck keys away recently, I know exactly what you mean. And you know what, Kathy, I want to take full advantage of an opportunity to talk about, as you mentioned, Vanessa, opening up the door to the other services that these nonprofits mm-hmm. offer. And you've mentioned a couple of times that you offer five services,
yep,
along with the rides at Little Brothers of San Francisco. LittleBrothersSF.org is the website I have if people want to check it out. So please tell us about some of the other services that you provide.
Our main service is, and we're volunteer driven, so our volunteers deliver the programs to the elders in our community. And we have a visiting volunteer program where a volunteer is matched with an elder for a year, and that a volunteer provides service to that elder for two social visits a month.
Mm-hmm.
And we have in-home visits every other month. And then on Thanksgiving morning, Christmas Eve, and Christmas Day, where volunteers in the community will go into the person's home with a good goodie bag and a rose, which is the symbol of our organization, to do a friendly visit.
Mm-hmm.
And those are, you know, some families do this tradition, like we'll do this on Thanksgiving morning, and then we'll, you know, then we'll party with our family. We have a Tech Allies program where volunteers will come into the home of the elder for an 8-week training program and teach the elder how to use a digital device.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really great. We do birthday visits. We do special excursions where we take the elders out into the community. Those social gatherings are really important because our volunteers act as an escort.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of act as the host at the table. But we've actually used the RIDE program for our Cinco de Mayo and our St. Patrick's Day program so more elders could participate, because before we were relied on a 1-to-1 ratio of volunteers who were driving. So now we could use our RIDE program and have more of our older adults attend, which is great.
Phenomenal. CSA Insurance Group funding ride-sharing pilot for older Bay Area residents, teaming up with three nonprofits. Little Brothers is one of the nonprofits. Another is Institute on Aging and Life Elder Care. If you want information about any of these organizations, we will have all the links for you on our KBLX Cares page at KBLX.com. But if you want to hook up with Miss Kathy, who is the executive director of Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly in San Francisco, littlebrotherssf.org. Also, websites for the other ones is lifeeldercare.org. And the last one is ioaging.org for Institute on Aging, ioaging.org. org. Well, thank you to both of you, Vanessa, Senior Manager, Community Relations for the CSAA Insurance Group, for coming in today, and of course for all the work that you're doing to help these elders get around and enjoy quality of life.
Thanks so much for having us, Sterling. Appreciate
absolutely, it. Absolutely. And Kathy Mahalik, thank you very much for being here as well.
Thank you. It was our pleasure. Thank
absolutely.
You.
I'm Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. Thank you very much to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing this story to our attention. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they need the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com. And in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.